Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
I think we're ready to go. A one, a two, a three. Sarah.
Gary.
We're here.
We are. And this is so exciting.
We did it.
We did. I can't believe it. It's great.
Our first podcast with the new and improved Food Blog Radio with the new and improved hosts, you and me. Well, this is very, very exciting.
So I'm the new and you're the improved. Is that what it is?
Yes. Because, well, yes, I am obviously improved as I age. I get sweeter and sweeter and
fine wine.
A fine wine.
Or yeah. A cheese. I'm not sure which.
Or perhaps a rare. A rare wine would be more appropriate.
There you go.
Yeah. So Food Blog Radio this is our first podcast, and it's actually our first time recording together with our gear, because you got a brand new microphone and headset and you're all wired up like a pro.
I did.
And very yeah. Nice. And you sound, I might add, wonderful radio voice. Did you know how good you sound?
Oh, no, I didn't actually, but I've been practicing.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook, your little...
Yes, my little video.
Your video of the top of your roof in the car. That was pretty cool. But yeah, you know, actually, you sound really, really good on the radio. So,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, good for you. So let's talk about ourselves for a little bit. I think we should introduce ourselves and let everybody know who we are in case and I can't believe it. Somebody might not know who we are. It's just,
what?
Which
it's how is that possible?
Yeah, ridiculous. So, we're
pretty amazing.
We often tell ourselves that.
And every day.
Yeah. Let's talk about let's just jump to how we met, I think is kind of interesting. And I was trying to go back. I know it's been, over 3 years, I'm going to say.
3 years, about 3.5 years.
I think we communicated email or something online first. Weren't we talking about?
Well, I actually think we met at Camp Blogaway.
Was that the first time?
Okay. I think so. Yeah. It was 3 years ago at Camp Blogaway, I believe.
All right.
And talked, of course, after that through Twitter and social media and things like that. And then just a few months after the first time we met at Camp Blogaway, we were both off to IFBC in Seattle.
Right. Oh, you know what? And before that, I believe we ran into each other at the Taste Made grilling competition.
That is right. Yes, yeah, we did.
We did. So we go back just a little ways, and mostly through conventions, food blogging conventions and events, which is primarily the focus of our lives at this. Well, besides your beautiful mini sous chef that you have with you on a regular basis.
Yes, my granddaughter. She is just turned one and is with me at least 2 or 3 days a week.
Wow.
So I am having a lot of fun with her.
Very special.
It is.
So we go back a ways. We've had great fun. And we really started talking about getting together on a project like last November. We were at Food Fight Right in Las Vegas.
That's right. And we had dinner together and made plans.
Brainstorming.
Yes.
And this actually, what I felt was rather interesting is the radio podcast that we're on now is an evolution of that conversation. For me, it's the re-rising of the dead. And for us, it is a new venture for both of us, which, I'm just tickled pink about it.
I am too. Yeah. We had a great conversation that night and about lots of different ideas that we both had. And it's kind of evolved into this great podcast. And I know that you had started this before, and I'm so excited to be part of it with you now.
Yeah. Now, you've been a food blogger for how long, Sarah?
For over 4 years now.
Okay. Now, I started back in 2008. So been doing it for a little bit of time. I will tell you, I got wrapped up and got started in all this by taking one of those infamous start a blog and you'll get rich internet courses.
Did you really? I see. Even I didn't know that.
I was one of those foolish people. But it was very, very informative. It was so good. And I started a food blog from that. Not that they said you should start a food blog, but that's what I chose to do. And that immersed me into this amazing world. And then I started doing video, and that was a whole different world in itself.
And you have an amazing YouTube channel.
Well, thank you.
It has grown like crazy in the last, you know, since 2008.
It has grown exponentially in the last couple of years, very, very nicely. And I have a long ways to go. Some of my friends have huge, huge channels, and they're doing amazingly well. But that's kind of how I got into this little mess, by taking an internet course. What was your reasoning behind getting in this crazy business that we love so much?
You know, I absolutely adore food, and I love the creative aspect of writing and sharing. And 4 years ago, I was in a very stressful job and wanted to do something where I could put my passion into and just pour myself into something that wasn't corporate. Mm-hmm. And I loved the idea of being able to share food and recipes with my older children who were going off to college, and have them have a place where they could look up their favorite recipes or find things. And I started taking a ton of cooking classes just to improve my skills and learn new things. And all of that, I just wanted to share with everybody. So that's kind of how I got started with this, you know, wanting this creative outlet. And now it's a full-time thing, and I'm still loving every minute of it.
Well, and you're doing more than just the food blog.
Yes, I do actually write a monthly food column for a website that's here. I live in Southern California, and the area that I live in is called the Inland Empire. So what I do is every month I will go out to a local business that maybe specializes in cheese or wine or bread, or a local farm that has eggs or turkeys, or grows some great produce or something like that. And I will go get to know those people and kind of chat with them a little bit, get something to whatever it is that they specialize in, bring it back to my kitchen and create a recipe. So not only does my column have food involved in it, but also like where you can go in our local area to find these great ingredients.
Very cool. Very fun.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of fun.
I like that outreach program where you get to go to places and try stuff. And
it's great to meet local people who are doing such wonderful things in our area. And I'm sure that wherever our listeners are, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to branch out and find where the small mom and pop businesses are and the little farms, and be able to go to those places and support them.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I totally agree. Now, just so for reference, I'm from Central California. So we're both Californiites. So where I am, it's really, really hot, like all the time during the summer. And you have the beach not too far from you.
We're about 45 miles from the beach.
Yeah.
So we can get to the beach, the desert, or the mountains, either way, in 2 hours or less.
Yeah. Nice. Very, very special. And the weather's pretty darn good there year round.
It is. We have summer and probably 10 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And then spring 1 month and fall 1 month. And that's pretty much it.
Wow. Must be nice.
Well, but where you are, it's not hot all the time, right? You have a little bit of seasons or no?
We do have seasons. We have fog, we have rain, then we have fog, and then we have summer heat.
Oh.
So, yeah, for the most part, it's not bad, but it does get below freezing here, you know, which is good for the crops, the orchards and such. Some of them need to be frozen for a while, however that works. But during the summer, when it gets 105, just not to a couple, last week it was 108. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it does get a little warm. But, you know, I'm an hour and a half from, an hour and a half from beautiful Yosemite. You know, we're just right at the foothills of the Sierra Nevada range here. And I happen to live in the cowboy capital of the world.
Really?
And everybody questions how that's determined, but that's what Oakdale is. And I've been here coming up on 20 years and I've yet to buy a pair of cowboy boots. So
I was just going to ask you, do you have a cowboy hat and boots, sir?
No, but I got this really cute sequin cowboy hat. No, I don't. Really.
Okay, let's not talk about that. We don't need to go there.
Okay. So Food Blog Radio, let's talk about this, the Food Blog Radio. So its beginning started with a crazy idea that I had of starting a podcast and making it about what I enjoyed, which was getting to know food bloggers, because we go to these food conventions all the time and we meet all these amazing people. And I want to know, what were you thinking? why did you want to get into this business? Exactly. How did you get started? What is your thoughts behind this? So I wanted to do this with people around the world. So I started this food blog radio show, and I decided it was going to be video and audio, and I bit off a little more than I can chew with that, because editing video is a lot more difficult than editing audio. And then I was thinking that it would be a review of the website as part of the video, and it would just, and it just grew and grew, and it became so big and unwieldy, I just couldn't keep up with it. And I kind of let it, as they call, podcast fade, which is kind of just dwindle off into nothing. And it sat there for a couple of years until we talked about it. And it is something that we were both interested in, is the people behind the podcast or behind the food blogs.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. I love going to the conferences that we go to in order to connect with those food bloggers that maybe we only see online, or to meet new ones that we've never met before. And my favorite part is connecting and talking and saying, hey, so how did you start? Or, you know, what made you decide to jump into starting a food blog? I mean, so many different food blogs have different points of view and different specialties that it's kind of fun to get to know those people and see what makes them tick behind the scenes.
Well, I think the thing that you recognize, that I certainly recognize, is that once you meet a food blogger, you are friends forever. They are so wonderful. It's just this bond, this connection. And you know, of course, unless you do something that's just completely ridiculous and off character, you will have a relationship with these people from around the world. And we're joking that we will have eventually hundreds of couches to sleep on around the world at some point, you know, so let's hook it up.
Well, I think you're right. And the food blogging community, and it really is a community, mm-hmm. is so welcoming and just genuine people who really love food.
Right.
And, you know, want to help each other and want to share what they do. We're going to get to share the people that we've met who live all over the world on our podcast. And we know people in South Africa and France and England, Australia, people who, you know, maybe the people here in the United States and California don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really excited to get to talk to those people and to share their blogs with our listeners.
And we're going to bring everybody in half hour segments every Friday.
Yeah.
And that's going to be very, very exciting, because we are already starting to line up a bunch of guests. We have our first interviews scheduled, right?
Yes, we do. We have actually three interviews, I believe, scheduled already. And more people who are writing to us every day saying, yes, I want to be part of Food Blog Radio.
All right. I can't wait to get started on this. I think that one of the things that we had on our bucket list, besides couches around the world, was getting who on the radio show, Sarah?
Well, when you and I first started talking and we made our list of, you know, these would be great people to have on Food Blog Radio, the very top person on my list was Alton Brown.
Yeah, baby.
Now, you know, I did put the little disclaimer next to his name that, you know, a girl can dream, but that would be my ultimate goal, would be to have Alton Brown on our podcast. What about you, Gary? Who would you... Who's your dream person to have on Food Blog Radio?
Oh, obviously Elvis.
Oh, sorry, he's already left the building, so that's not an option.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I have a dream person that I could pull off the top of my head. Alton's awesome. You know, I post this stuff on my Facebook all the time, and whoever runs his social media often, you know, clicks on their like that they like it and stuff. So I have a contact with whoever that is, but I don't know what that's worth.
I don't know. I've heard he does his own social media. So.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, wouldn't it be? So, hey, bro.
Alton Brown, if you're listening.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to say that I want to talk to people that have something to do with the food blogging industry. Now, that's not just necessarily somebody behind a food blog, but there are some amazing food photographers out there, food stylists. There are people that work, a friend of ours that works in the television business and has worked on a bunch of shows that we're going to be outreaching to. I think that would be fascinating. I also want to talk to some industry people that perhaps are really intensely focused in the food blog world, but not about their products. I want to talk to them about, you know, how they got into this, why they got into this, you know, what's the end result of them being in this. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to talk to people around the world. And I'll give you an example of something that I find very, very exciting. One of the people that, I don't know if I should drop names, but he has a YouTube channel and he is a vegetarian. And one of his clients, you know what I'm talking about, one of his clients actually just flew him out recently to Morocco for a month. Wow. Now, see, now there's a story.
There is. And that's who we want to talk to.
And that's the kind of stuff we want to bring to everybody and, you know, talk about your blogging adventures, talking about you and your life and what's going on and what makes all that click. But yeah, we have a huge list of. And it's growing, Sarah. Oh my gosh, look at the people you're finding and adding on there that we're reaching out to and contact. But we want to make sure that that people can reach out to us too.
Definitely. Yeah, we want to hear from people.
So we have a website, and that's at foodblogradio.com.
We do. And we have a Facebook page, which is also facebook.com/foodblogradio.
And Food Blog Radio on Twitter.
Yes. Food Blog Radio on Twitter. And where can they find us if they want to email us?
Well, Sarah at foodblogradio.com.
And Gary at foodblogradio.com.
Exactly. Or just info at foodblogradio.com. And what are you thinking at foodblogradio.com? And why did you do this? No, I'm kidding. We don't have those email addresses.
No, not yet. I think we might have to get them, though.
We may. So our little adventure is just starting, and it's starting off with a bang. We're getting a lot of followers on Facebook. Very, very excited about this. We are lining up interviewees. And the question that I don't know if we've answered yet that perhaps our listeners might want to know is really, where are we going to go with all this? Is it just we're going to have a weekly podcast forever? Or, you know, what are some, well, we're going to sleep on everybody's couches around the world.
Yes.
Which brings up.
Well, I think they can expect in the future that we'll be able to do some on location podcasts. Mm-hmm. So when we go to conferences or different events, we'll definitely be coming to you live from those things so that you can listen in and be right there with us and share that experience.
That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we maybe wouldn't have to sleep on a couch.
No, maybe somebody's got a couple spare bedrooms.
I think so.
Yeah. And maybe. See, it's your husband, my wife, two kids, grandbabies.
Yeah.
Got to be a big house.
Yeah. And if we're bringing the equipment, that takes a little bit of room, but that's okay. It's nothing that we can't manage.
And then by that time, we'll have our entourage, our assistants, our assistants to the assistants.
Right.
And, you know, and their assistants.
And hair and makeup, of course. And, you know.
Well, of course, yes.
Because
we have
to look good while we're talking to people.
Well, you know, it's not easy to get that Trump hairdo going that I have, so.
Well, you know, I always said I have the perfect body for radio, so it's great.
Well, that was my line for the longest time.
Well, I just stole it from you.
I stole it from somebody else.
Who did say that originally? I don't even know.
I would, you know, something like Jimmy Durante or something, you know, probably way back.
We have good goals.
We have big goals.
We have big goals.
So we should probably start getting some airlines and some cruises to start sponsoring us to finance these amazing ideas we have.
And people who sell luggage, too.
Luggage.
We need luggage companies to send us luggage.
So you get a brown paper bag and that's it, girl. No. That's all we have. It's all we can afford.
Paper, that's like expensive. I was thinking plastic.
Plastic, yeah.
That's not so good for the environment.
The recycle bags. That's
recyclable
true.
Bags, yeah.
We reuse them over and over and over again. So I think we're going to have some fun. We have a lot lined up. We've been planning this launch for a few months now. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we have it all dialed in. Now we're going to be launching our first podcast. This one that you're listening will come out on September 4th. And then every Friday after that, if all goes as planned, and I suspect it will, that we will be having a podcast released of about 30 minutes in length is our goal.
Yes. And where are they going to be able to find this amazing podcast? You know, because it's going to very quickly become their favorite.
It is. Well, right now it's uploading to iTunes. So you'll be able to pick it up there. You'll also be able to listen to it on the website. So if you are not subscribed to our email list, you need to do that off of the website right now. And you'll get an email every time we release an episode so that you'll be able to listen to the podcast off the website. And there's several other venues that we will be distributing the podcast out when we get that set up. It's as of this recording, it's not set up yet, but as the release date, let me rephrase that. We will have several venues listed on the website that you will also be able to follow along and subscribe to us.
Right. And we're working on setting that up because we know that there's going to be a lot of people that want to listen. And we want to give you options to be able to listen to us every single week.
Right. And if you have somebody that you would like to recommend, please let us know that you want to know about and learn about and hear about from on Food Blog Radio. Yeah, let us know. We're interested for ideas.
Yeah, drop us a line. We'd love to hear who your favorite food blogger is and who you want to learn more about.
All right. So do we have anything else we want to share with everybody? We've already put our pictures up so they know how good looking we are.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
It's funny because while Gary and I are talking to each other and you're listening to us, we can actually see each other. So right now I'm making this crazy face because I'm looking down my checklist of what did I want to say? What did I want to share? Did we hit all these marks?
This is almost as good as live radio when you do that.
Well, it's kind of fun because when we are going to be doing our interviews, Gary, we're going to be talking face to face with the people that we're interviewing. We'll have them up on Skype. Now you're going to be coming from Central California. I'm going to be coming from Southern California, and our guests will be in whatever part of the world that they live in.
Yeah.
But we'll at least get to see them. So maybe eventually one of our goals could be to put this back on video as well. So people can see who we're talking to and can laugh at us and my silly faces.
Right. As soon as we get hair and makeup.
I said hair and makeup. That's right.
We'll do that. So yeah, that could be fun. You just never know. So we'll play it by ear and see how it goes. But I am so excited to have you as a co-host. I can't say that enough. You've done an amazing job getting us up and rolling. And without a doubt, right out first podcast, I want everybody to know that this would not happen if it wasn't for you.
Well, thank you very much. And that goes right back at you. I am very excited to be working with you. I think we've got such a great relationship and this is going to be amazing. And I really appreciate all your technical help.
Absolutely.
In getting this set up and going and answering all my questions about, how does this work? And what is this microphone that's now in front of my face? How do I get this going? So I am very, very excited and very thrilled to be able to share this with you every single week.
Yep. It's going to be fun. And having said that, we say goodbye and let everybody know that we will be back next week with our first official guest.
And they're going to want to tune in because it's going to be great.
Yeah, this is an awesome person. You're really, really, I can't say the gender, so I'm going to say you're going to really, really, really like them.
Yes, you will like them quite a bit.
All right. Take care, everybody.
All right. Bye, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.